Blog Talk Radio.
Say that across the board.
You think for me,
I won't say across the board.
And I think we need to get back to the
base. Amongst friends. Conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
What up, what up, what up? It has been a while, but we are and in full force. And tonight, it's one of those conversations where you just sit in and let's be real. Tonight, we got everybody on the line. We got old Jeff.
What up? Happy hump day, hump day.
And, of course, we have our lovely Joey.
Hello, everyone.
And eventually, we'll have our other person join on in later on. But tonight, what we're going to talk about is when there are things that keep us staying in a relationship when the relationship is totally over. And you're like, okay, Deidre, what are you really saying? What I'm saying is when that stuff is so good that you overlook the ignorance or the abuse, or you overlook the it can be abuse mentally, it can be abuse physically, it can be whatever, but the stuff is so good that you can't think right. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Jeff, has there ever been a time when you have been in a relationship and girlfriend put it down so right that you was just like, yeah, this broad is crazy, but she handling her business?
Negative.
Negative. Ever.
Negative. I have been that person that while stuff has been that good, that she couldn't get enough and couldn't get away from me. But I've never experienced that myself, Deidre. That's the honest to penis truth.
Honest to penis. Did you say honest to penis truth?
I said honest to penis truth. Yes, I did.
Okay. See, I'm seeing already that Jeff is going to end in the corner tonight. It's just seeming like that's the way it's going to go. So we might as well go ahead and get ready. Joey, what about you?
I, too, have been in Jeff's shoes. And have to say that I have been the one that was laying it down, and they stayed with me. Give it up, give it up, give it up. No, but on the other side of the coin, though, I have definitely been in relationships that I knew were no good for me, but the sex was awesome. It was amazing. And I just couldn't leave. I just couldn't leave. I just couldn't walk away.
Hey, teacher.
I mean, so.
Hey, teacher, I know you can't hear it, but me and Joe hear this chorus in the background. And how it goes, Joe? The buns be putting it down. Yes, you do.
You know what? Joey, please don't sign up for that show, because I will put you in the corner, too.
I'm fine with that. No, but it's true. It's been a two-way street for me, because I'm sure I'm not the best person. I'm the type of person that you will love me and hate me at the same time. So I know that they had to have stayed. Because I don't got no money.
Really? Yeah. What?
So it had to be the loving.
Or so you think that's what it is. What if by chance it was the experience that you guys provided? You know, it was the good times that you guys, you know, had when y'all were going out or when y'all were talking and sharing different experiences. And it really didn't have anything to do with sex. It was just the experience of being with you as a person.
See, I consider that, me personally, I consider all of that right there, that was the icing that I provided on my cake.
What?
Yeah.
You said you provided all of that. Like, no, I'm being serious, guys. Like, have you ever... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What did you say?
No, I'm saying, you know how you may be talking to someone and, like you see that clearly this person isn't the one for whoever it is. Yet, day after day, week after week, month after month, they've been in a relationship with this person for 2 or 3 years now.
Oh, I've seen people in that situation. I've been in that situation. But it's the, you know, you let the good times roll, you know. If you're in a situation like that and you realize this person is, okay, this person might not be the, you know, they might not be the cat meow or the top dog, you know, but they treat you okay. You know, you can have a good time with them. You're not really, you know, if you do have any arguments or you fuss and you fight, it's really not that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff sparks it, like, you know, you guys can't pick a movie or what to go see, so you get frustrated because it's date night and you both want to go out looking cute and spend quality time, but you can't decide on what movie, and y'all been talking about date night all week. So here it is, date night, and y'all ain't going nowhere because y'all fussing and fighting. So it could be something as little as that, but I think that's pretty much it, you know, that I've seen anyway. So.
And Deidre, don't think you're going to escape from the question, is have you ever been in a relationship where a man was putting it down on you and you knew the relationship was unhealthy, wasn't good, but the sex was good, and so you stayed. Have you ever been there, darling, as I sip for my drink?
That's going to be a negative. And it's a negative because sexual relationships are something to be enjoyed, period. So I'm figuring if you give it, I'm giving. You know, so it could be mutual. But what does happen is the energy and the...
So you telling me you just never been in anything where you were completely blinded by the sex?
No. No.
If you lying, or that's amazing.
No, because I'm sitting and I'm trying to think about a time where, now don't get me wrong, I've been kissed before where I couldn't think straight. And I was just like, what'd you say? Or what'd you want me to do? But it was in that moment. But for the most part, any of the relationships that I've been in have been relationships where we connected mentally, that the sex was just a topping to what we already had. and I more value the talking and the laughing and the, you know, being together over the sex. And I can say that there have been times when I've held on to a relationship because of that, not so much of the sex, because of the energy that resided between the two of us. I mean, like, there is a situation like right now where there's a guy that I've been dealing with for, I'll say, a good 5-6 years, and all I have to do is be in his presence, and I'd be like, why ain't we together? I mean, like, the chemistry is, like, off the chart. And then your mind starts playing tricks, and you'll be like, you know, well, I know that he'd be like, let's see what happened. Let's just, you know, let's just go with the flow. And you'd be like, yeah, because the energy is amazing. And then you'd be like, girl, what the hell is wrong with you? This dude ain't trying to do nothing with you. So for me, it's not so much the sex, but it is, there's something that holds you, that grabs you. And so that's just me. But we do have a caller, and we really do appreciate it. So we have Angela from Oklahoma. What's your question or your comment? Well, tell us, has there been a time where you done just got caught up?
Me? Oh, my. I get hypersexual, but only have one person. Like, it's not on multiple partners. But, like, my last relationship, I was engaged. Because the sex wasn't what I expected, I ended that relationship, and plus he lied a lot. But I just couldn't see myself to be in misery for the rest of my life and not have my sexual needs met. I couldn't live with that.
Oh.
I'm shallow, yeah. Aren't I? Yeah, well. Mm. It's the truth, though. I mean.
Well, okay. I mean, but you're telling me that there's never been a time where some guy done got your mind all messed up and you move forward and...
Because of the sex?
Well, because of the sex or anything.
There was this, my youngest, her father, was a very sexual relationship, and he got confused. He lost himself. He left himself before he left me. Does that make sense, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Have you ever been involved with somebody that left themselves, that they became lost, so to speak? But, oh, my God, the sex. I still think about it. You know, if he's not the person I once knew. He'll never be that. You know, he'll never be normal again. But if he could be, I would take him back so quick.
What made it, what happened, Jeff, would you say?
Well, he was a boxer, and he got on steroids, and then he went to street drugs, and he lost himself.
Mm.
And he was no longer the person I once knew. So, I mean, that relationship can never come back from the dead. I mean, it just won't.
Right.
Because he will never be the same again. Which I understand we all go through changes, but not like this. I mean, he got court committed. It's just unbelievable what happened to him. And it's such a shame because he had this really strong body, and he didn't need the steroids. He didn't need them.
Was anything about the relationship, beside it being sexual, was anything about it unhealthy and you stayed because the sex was good? Because obviously...
Well, the only thing, I was pregnant at the end, and I did stay with him longer than I would have had I not been pregnant. I took a lot of crap he hit me. And I'll never go back to that type of relationship. I let things go a little bit because we had a child that was pregnant. I mean, he beat me. I laid down on my belly to protect my child inside me while he beat me. You know, and I was willing to allow that. you know, so we could be this so-called dysfunctional family that we were. No. And that was induced by what he was taking, the steroids, made him very violent.
Mm.
And he wasn't like that when he was off.
And I'm sorry that happened to you. That I
got
probably...
out. I protected my children and I got out.
Was it something that, you know, because it's interesting that, you know, that we get kind of consumed with whatever ideals that we have in our heads. But what was it that made you say, you know what? Yeah, I can't take one more beating.
Well, when I was pregnant and I had to lay down on the floor to try to protect my child inside me because I was afraid I'd miscarry if he did one blow, you know, to the worst area. I was scared to death, you know, and I thought he was going to kill me. At times he tried to choke me, and he would choke me for like 2-3 minutes, and I blacked out. And, you know, one of his hands would go around my throat. He was a very, very big man. You know, 6'4", 280, and most of that was muscle. You know, just a strong man. You know, it's Native American, you know, in that culture, in his tribe. Domestic violence isn't something that's looked upon as such a bad thing. It's part of the culture. In the Kituwa band of the Cherokee tribe, specifically. So, maybe that's uncomfortable to hear, but it is.
No, but it's
violence.
Real. I mean, it's a real thing, and you know we're talking about staying in unhealthy relationships because of sex, but it also goes a lot deeper than that. I mean, there are people that stay for, like you said, they stay for the children or the illusion of family. You know, we stay for.
I'm not going to give up on this. You know, I come from a family where there's not any divorces and. Thankfully, I had not married him. I think it would have been more difficult had I been married, just because of the culture that was in my family. You know, but it was comfortable in a way. You know, it wasn't like that overnight. That didn't happen overnight.
Right,
I don't think
right.
Function happens overnight. But the sex was great. I mean, you know, I think sometimes abusers use that as a drug in a way because it feels so good. It would take me out of my reality of this dysfunctional relationship. And,
now, that's
you know,
some good sex
right there. Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable.
Out of your reality.
I mean, I could do oral sex for 4 hours, and my lips would get numb. I mean, it was a drug, you know, I'd send the kids away for the weekend, and we would not leave. You know, just, it was great. It was wonderful. That part was. But, I mean, looking back, it really wasn't healthy. I mean, too much of a good thing is too much of a good thing, you know. But it was great.
Jeff, I'm raising my hand. I wish you guys could see my hand being raised. Because I'm just trying. Did I hear correctly that the caller said oral sex for 4 hours? Did I hear that right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said 4 hours.
Okay, I'm just trying to make. I just had to ask our host / engineer make sure there wasn't no technical difficulty.
I mean, not you know how a room can smell like sex or a person smells like sex. Our whole house would smell like that after 2-3 days.
I just need her to repeat it. So. 4 hours and your lips would go numb?
Oral sex all the way down and just, I don't want to be too graphic for your show, so,
I mean,
when I say I'm hypersexual, but it's only with one partner that I'm hypersexual, I mean, I'm beyond nympho when it's with one person. I'm beyond that, you know, just. So I stay celibate most of the time because of that.
Wow.
I mean, they talk about men thinking about sex all the time. Well, that's me, but I know I'm not typical. I cannot be typical. So.
Oh, yeah, I think Deidre can relate.
These what?
I was saying Deidre can relate to that.
Yeah, I can relate, but
Yeah, I think you got it.
Okay, now. Tigress in the house.
What's up? Who in the house? With that ringing
phone? I don't know who that is. It's not mine.
Hey,
well,
we appreciate your comments and your sharing of your
experiences.
Do I hear
tub water in the background?
I'm conditioning my hair. I have really long hair.
So sometimes
I get bored of reading, and my hair really needed a deep conditioner.
Okay.
Women can relate to what I'm doing. I'm just sitting in the tub.
I know that's right.
Well, this is the conversation for the grown and sexy.
I'm saying, Joey, she said the women can relate. I said, yes, they can. And I said, imagine. So you go right ahead.
Well, conditioners, you know.
You go right ahead.
Right ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect to be on this soon. I thought I had 20 minutes. Oops.
Okay. Well, Angela, we thank you for calling in. And, yeah.
Well, I didn't mean to be too much. I apologize.
Oh, no, not at all. Don't apologize.
No.
It's been
not
an issue for me all my life, you know.
I mean, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about sex that blows your mind and keep you in situations that, you know, you don't need to be in. And you definitely mm-hmm. called in and opened up and shared a very thought-provoking situation, but also a very real situation. So, no, you didn't do too much. We just I don't know if Jeff is, but I'm still stuck on the 4 hours. That's awesome. So,
I love that. I'll probably be dead, you know.
I can barely make stamina. Yeah, I'll be dead.
I think she might have some special reviving techniques.
You know what the trick is?
To have a southern accent, you physically pull your throat back. To do an English accent, you push the throat forward. So if you just talk with a very strong southern drawl, it's a lot easier to accommodate certain situations and to keep it up, basically.
Okay. Well,
yes.
Maybe we'll have you back on for another show. However.
Yeah, you make sure you call in all the time, man.
This is the first time I heard of your show. It's an interesting show. You know, I used to work as a dominatrix, so I didn't actually have intercourse or oral sex, but it fulfilled that sexual need I had because I didn't want to have an obscene amount of partners, if that makes sense. But I love experiences. I love experiences.
And that is what Amongst Friends is about. It's about meeting new people and meeting and sharing in new experiences because I've never talked to a dominatrix, and I'm very excited to have been on the phone with one.
Yes, I'm looking up the words to the Oklahoma City song right now.
It's from
never been to Oklahoma. I should have traveled
really?
To Oklahoma.
Where are you guys from?
Guys, get it together. Get it together. Okay?
I'm sorry.
We'll move to California pretty soon, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
You know
you
I'm saying that with
apologizing.
A
smile,
though.
You stop apologizing.
If we have any other callers that can call in, please call in to 760-683-2662, where the conversation is the things that make you get stupid in relationships. Angela from our caller, she made a very good point in relation to the using the children as reasons to stay in a dysfunctional relationship. And I know that, you know, sex is something that also hinders us, but I've seen so many relationships where men and women have stayed in a dysfunctional relationship for whatever reason, simply because of the kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess we've all seen or heard that on, you know, the TV movie of the week where, you know, the last kid goes off to college and mom and dad look at each other and they say, you know what, not the kids out the house. I really don't love you anymore, so let's go ahead and get this divorce so I can get some of the rest of my life back. So, I mean, I can understand wanting to have that mom and dad in the house dynamic for raising a family, but being a child of you know, raising a single home, single family, I mean a single parent home, you know, I'm down with, you know what, let's just go ahead and cut bait and run. You know, let's get this bad situation off of us, and let's move forward. Because I done heard so many women say, you know what, I can do bad all by myself. So,
I mean, if we're really sitting down and really thinking about staying in a relationship for the kids, is it really beneficial? I mean, like if we're really being honest, is it really beneficial for the kids to have the two parent home, and then the adults kind of have to sacrifice their happiness or whatever? I mean, wouldn't you?
No, I definitely don't think that it's an ideal situation if the parents are unhappy. I mean, because eventually the kids will begin to learn and understand what is going on. And, you know, I've known people who have been married for years and they're just waiting for that last kid to, you know, graduate from high school or turn 18, where they believe that the child understands, and they're sleeping in separate rooms and they're, you know, they're not eating dinner together, but they put on face when, you know, around the children, and not realizing that their children are absorbing this unhealthy image and this unhealthy lifestyle that they have. Yes, divorce sucks. Yes, you know, being in a single family home sucks, but being in a family that's not real, that's a pale imitation of what's healthy, is even more detrimental in my opinion. And I'm sorry, but not only is a healthy marriage, you know, full of communication and, you know, spending quality time together, but also it's about, you know, your kids seeing that, you know, that love each other, they sleep in the same bedroom, you know, and of course not hearing mom and dad or seeing mom and dad get busy, but, you know, you know what that door closed mean, you know what that sock on the door mean or the hat on the door, whatever. And that, I feel like, is, it builds, you know, that's what's ideal, that's what healthy, and staying for the kids and sacrificing your happiness is really just destroying the kids in the long run and giving them an unhealthy view of what being in, or making unhealthy relationships the norm for them.
But then let me ask you this, though, Joy. I mean, if staying in a relationship that is unhealthy for the sake of the kids is a bad representation, and it gives the kids bad, you know, whatever, wouldn't it also give the kids a bad reflection of what relationships are if every time something happened, you walked out? So let's just say, you know, you were in a relationship, you got pregnant, or y'all conceived a child or what have you, And instead of staying in the relationship and trying to make things work so that you could have this two-parent home, you decided to go both ways because you both wanted your happiness. Okay, in walks new girl, new dude, whatever. You're having sex or whatever, you know, you think this is the person that you want to marry or whatever. In comes another kid. And you're like, yeah, you know, this relationship is really going south. And, yeah, I don't think it's in the best interest for me to be here with the kid. You know, I can be happy outside of this. Isn't that also showing that you're not, you're giving your kids an example that you don't work for something? You know what I'm saying? Like, you always, well, you know, I ain't got time for this. I can do bad by myself, as Jeff said earlier. And then we're teaching our kids that they don't have to stay and make things work.
Mm.
Well, I guess it's a, you know, it's a double-edged sword with relationships, and that is you have to make that decision to work or not to work. You know, to work, to put that work in, to try and, you know, go the distance, or to just cut bait and run. But I think on both sides of that sword as well, there are lessons to be learned. You can still be in a quick relationship and have it be a good one. It just falls apart. So you can still be, you know, not all quick relationships, you know, when they end is necessarily a bad thing. I mean, some relationships, they just fall apart. I mean, those are few and far between, but that's also, like I said, that's also a lesson to be learned. That, you know, if I meet some chick and we kick it and everything is good, and then all of a sudden, you know, she tells me that, you know, she's about her paper and her job is about to move to California. Well, guess what? That's 6 months that I put in. I had a great time, but she got to go. That's not ending on a bad note. You know what I'm saying? I would still consider her to be a friend. I would still be able to have thoughts in the back of my head that, hey, one day if I meet up with her again, you know, we're in the same location, maybe something cool. We could go the distance. So you have to, I guess, it's, you know, you have to pick and choose, bob and weave with the different situations that come with relationships and, you know, that decision, whether you're going to put the work in or not. So. If relationships were black and white, this show would not exist.
Yeah, and like I say, even for the reasons that, you know, we're talking about, is, you know, do you stay in bad relationships because the sex is good? It's the same principle. I mean, do you stay in a relationship that does not work? You don't make each other happy for the sake of teaching your kids to make things work. You know, you got to work things out. You got to tough things out. I think that's different, Deidre, if you still have some hope. And I think once people get to the point where they've tried and, you know, there's nothing left but the kids, I'm sorry, I would not suggest that you stay, you know, in a relationship that does not work for you. And it's not just about happiness. It's just that you both have come to the agreement that we no longer work. And I think things will go better. I'll say this. I think things will go better if people were more adult and mature about how to end a relationship, even, especially when kids are involved, in a healthy and mature way. And it's not about bickering, it's not about get back, it's not about blame, but it really is about, hey, you know, this does not work for us anymore. And staying together for the kids is just going to make us miserable And your kids, that translates to your children. You know, that translates to them. We don't believe that it does, but it affects them. And it's just better to be honest and truthful. And you tell them, look, we tried. And that's the only thing you can do is do your best and try. Not jump from relationship to relationship. Not give up, but do your best and try. And when you can't, then break apart or leave apart, but do it in a mature a mature way, an adult way. And I think that's what we miss out on. And the same about sex. You just shouldn't stay. I mean, yeah, it is hard to walk away from someone that can blow your mind for 4 hours just with oral sex. That would be hard to walk away from. But if that person was beating me or cheating on me and all of those things, yeah, I would have to find somebody else to have great sex with.
I mean, but dude, how do you move past somebody who can give you 4 hours of oral sex? Like, if there was no, like, it was, let's just say that it was a Dr. Jekyll and Mrs. Hyde type situation, where sexually she was just bananas. I mean, 4 hours of oral sex, oh my God. But verbally, when y'all were not having sex, she was just, like, it was just too much. How do you walk away from that when your body is saying, okay, I'll shut her up. Let's just have sex all the time.
Jesus said, I will shut her up.
But I'm just saying, you know, like, I mean, I've seen like couples where the dude is like, are you, like, seriously? Like, really? You don't let him talk to you yet? And she's still there. And it's just like, he doing what he got to do in the bedroom. I'm good. And you're like, are you serious? Did you hear him call you a bitch? I mean, like, did you hear that? Like, did you see him looking at that other chick? I mean, like, you ain't got no problem with that?
That could also play into the psyche of the person who's, you know, taking that bad behavior. It's a, you know, it becomes a true love hate relationship. I hate when they berate me. I hate when they cuss me out. But I swear for God, when I open up my leg and he give me that diamond chick dick, it's on and popping. Everything is washed away, and we can take another run at this. I'm gonna give him another chance.
Like I said,
you gotta understand again. You know, Joy could probably explain it better, but it's your mind sometimes will prioritize how bad the situation needs to be in order for you to leave. Now, Angela just said that, you know, she left old boy because he was violent and she had to protect her child. Well, if I'm occasionally, you know, getting cussed out because I did something wrong, okay, I did something wrong. So that's, I can take that. Come here, girl, sit in my lap, do what you got to do. But if it's a situation to where it's like I'm in front of my family and my friends, and my girl is like, you know, you're a punk, she put her hands in my face, She's egging me on like she wants me to fight her in front of people, knowing that I'm not going to put my hands on her because I'll go to jail, but she keeps on doing it. And I could just say at that point, okay, look, she's hit the level of, she's hit the point of no return. I need to get rid of her because I can't be possibly going to jail every time we go out or every time I'm in front of family and friends. They want to whip her behind because they know that she's going to put me through this.
And at the end of the day, people don't, great sex, awesome sex, mind-blowing sex, they eat you out good, they blow you good, you know, shoot, even to the point where they just kiss you good. It's not that you just stay for the sex. You stay because it's a level of comfortability. You stay because you've invested. You stay because you don't want to have to start over. You are completely convinced that, you know, the grass isn't greener, and I am not trying to discover that the grass is greener. And even though this is bad, even though I'm emotionally drained, I'm physically abused, I'm mentally hurt, I'm saying because this is what I know. This is what I know. And I also know that at the end of the day, either he's going to pay my bills or she's going to cook my food the way I want it. At the end of the day, I know her. I know him. I've taken the time to learn him. So I'm just not going to leave. And then to top it all off, to put the icing on the cake, to put the strawberries on the cheesecake, he or she knows how to rock my world. Yeah, I'm not going nowhere. And it isn't until you just become completely dissatisfied with that sense of security that you're going to leave. And are these people, I'm not going to say are these people, are the ones that are like me, are we stupid? Yes, dumb as hell to stay in something just because you're comfortable, just because it feels right or it's sane, and because the sex is good. I have looked back on that, Joey, and said, boy, you are stupid. And you need to think a little bit, you need to think with more than just your penis, and you need to think with more than just, you know, more than just being afraid to start over or find something healthy.
So what if any advice you could provide to the parties that are witnessing this train wreck? What do you say to your homegirl, or what do you say to your homeboy when, you know, he's saying, dog, giving it to me for 4 hours, I ain't got to do nothing but just lay and give a pot, you know what I'm saying? But then don't nobody want to hang out with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because it's outside of the sex, or outside of the kids, or outside of whatever it is that is keeping you in this dysfunctional relationship. You're still going back. As a friend, what are you saying? Are you I got your back 100, you know, when you finally bump your head to the light.
I'm saying if she giving him head for 4 hours, I'm telling my homeboy, dude, you need to put a ring on that, because you just ain't going to find that everywhere.
But Joey, really, you going to tell him to put a ring on it when every time y'all go out, you know, just to use an example, everybody is like, why did he bring her? You going to tell him to put a ring on it?
I mean, it depends. You know what? It depends on the situation, because, yeah, I mean, okay, just sticking in line with it being an unhealthy relationship, no, I'm not going to tell my homeboy to, you know, to stay, put a ring on this person. I'm going to probably talk to him, you know, see where he's at, see where he, like, what his mindset is, and encourage him, like, man, you know, why are you staying? And if he's saying because she get a bomb head, I'm probably not good for this conversation.
Dude, you just really passed the buck, for real. You know, because she gave her a head bully.
Ooh, man.
Hey, my man is being honest, yo. Straight up and down, right?
I mean, come on, Joe. Really?
I mean, I can't even talk. No, because I've been there, though. I've been there, Jeff. I know you said you ain't never been there, dude, but I've been there. I've been there where I knew it was the worst. Like, I knew this person was cheating on me. I knew this person was just, you know, downright mean and taking advantage of me. But, man, Lord, forgive me. But, man, oh, man, the things. The things. And people told me, Deidre, people told me, dude, we don't like her. You need to stay away from her. Like, don't bring her around. You know, you're not the same person you are anymore. You're not laughing. You're not joking. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, I know all this is true, but, man, I don't think I'm going to find somebody that's going to be able to do the magic tricks that she can do. And it had to take, like Jeff said, it had to take for me. It didn't matter what none of my friends said. It had to take for me to stop thinking with what's down there, you know, stop thinking with my penis and think what was right. And eventually I got out of it. And my friends cheered and they danced and, you know, they were happy for me. But, yeah, it was tough, Deidre. It was tough. It was a tough situation to walk away from because, I mean, she just knew how to filet my mignon.
Okay, so, Corey, was it you literally having to come to terms with, okay, look, I'm thinking with my penis. Or was it something that your friend said that kind of catapulted you out of that daydream or that, you know, that pulled you out? Was it really you or did anybody help you? I mean, what was it?
I think it was a combination of a few things. And I think one of the big part is when, you know, for me, when I started separating myself from the sex. In that particular situation, when we stopped having sex and we started having more arguments and I started seeing that this wasn't really going anywhere, like then what my friend said started making sense to me. Like, and I stopped hearing because then I didn't have I wasn't being blinded by the sex. And, you know, once we got away from that and we got to just really seeing, man, we don't have nothing in common for real. We hate each other, basically. And, oh, yeah, and the fact that you are cheating just does not stand for a good relationship. And literally, once the orgasm stopped and the frequent sex stopped and the head stopped, like, I was able to really say, oh, my God, yeah, this is not good for me. I'm in a bad situation, and I need to walk away from this.
Hey, Deidre, in sitting here thinking about your question, what would I tell my friend, male or female? I think the situation would be, I would give my advice or my comments to my friend in three pieces. First piece, I'd cuss them out, straight up and down. Take them to town. Like, you are the most stupid, jackass I've ever met, because you are allowing yourself to be in this despicable relationship. This person does this to you, does this to you, does this to you, and your family and your friends see it. We hate to have this person come around, because we know what we're going to get as soon as you and her or you and him show up at the spot. We know that on Saturday night you're going to be crying, you're going to be wanting to boo-hoo and have somebody sit and watch a Lifetime movie the week with you. We're talking about that could be me. Second part, I would tell him, what? You're my boy. You're my homegirl. You know, I got your back. If you choose this punani, if you choose this thing, and I'm going to stand behind you. I'm going to be there for you boo-hooing. I'm going to be here for when, you know, for the good times, when we all sitting around, we're going to actually get through a movie without y'all fighting and stuff like that. And the third piece, right or wrong, I don't care. Go get you a side piece. Get you a jump off that gives you a slice of the good life that you don't have with this dirtbag. Plain and simple.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I was with you with the first two. And then you said, get you a side piece. Okay, dude. He or she is already having issues with sex. Why are you telling them to get more sex? They're already confused.
No. Listen carefully. Please understand the words that are coming out my mouth. I said, go get you a side piece that will give you a It doesn't have to be sex. It could just be somebody who you could just be like emotionally in tune with that can basically put a smile on your face outside of your friend and your family. It could just be somebody to go to the movies with, to go get dinner with. It does. I mean, if it does go to sex, it goes to sex, but it doesn't have to be. Anything that would emotionally tie outside of your relationship where you know that there's a lot of clouds, a lot of dirt, a lot of stuff that you don't like, and this person on the outside can turn that around for you, go get that side piece. You can hang with your friends and your buddies all day, and you can still have this stuff on your mind. But when you emotionally tune stuff out because you're emotionally attached to somebody else, you get a piece of heaven. And that could be all you need to go ahead and put the work in to try and make this thing work, make your relationship work. But those would be my three pieces that I would give to my friend.
Okay. I don't know that I agree with you. I mean, I understand the premise of what you're.
I was gonna say the premise.
of what you're trying to accomplish, but at the same time, you're telling this person to cheat when the simple answer is to remove yourself from the situation. Period.
Right, but I'm talking to somebody who is stuck.
So that's when you schedule a intervention. And y'all all come together.
Yeah, relationship interventions are to that. I mean, if you or Joey have seen that happen and seen that work, trust me, I would have been the dude in the back laughing, talking about, why the hell are we here doing this? Are you serious right now?
Yeah. You're trying to tell me that you would tell Deidre, get a side piece. You wouldn't schedule an intervention for me?
Yo, I would hit you with that three piece, and I'd still be your boy, but I hit you with that three piece, and that's it. That's all you get from the kid. I wasn't there when you gave the dude your number. I wasn't there when you made your bones with the dude and you decided to have sex with the dude. I wasn't there for all of that. So now you want me to step into your, now it's okay for me to step into your joint and try and blow it wide open to get you a lead, dude? Here's the thing. That's like a cop going to a house for a domestic abuse call, and the dude clearly beat the crap out the woman, but the woman's going to fight the cop because she don't want the dude to go to jail. Now I'm getting your mess, and if I did have a cordial relationship with your dude, that's now blowing the smithereens. So if that intervention does not work, guess what? Now you probably got a problem with the dude even more so because he's telling you everybody that was at that intervention can't come to the house no more. I don't want to see him. When you're trying to go over somebody to somebody's house for a cookout, whose house are you going to? Nope, turn the car around. I don't want to go because of that intervention. Or you might be the person then in a relationship if the intervention didn't work and you have these crazy notions in your head that one day everybody that tried to pull you away from this dude we're all supposed to get along now. You tried the intervention, it didn't work. You still with the dude. The dude knows that we're trying to break you all up, get you to leave the dude. And now 2 days later you're thinking, oh, you gotta just go back to being cordial. What? Nah. Too many ramifications behind that. I'm not getting in that. Get the three piece and I'm rolling.
Yeah, what do you have to say about any of this?
I mean, I guess, I don't know. Let's just say you support your friends in however way you need to support them. Do I agree with Jeff's assessment and treatment plan of them getting a side chick? And I can't say I fully agree with that. But I guess the best thing to do, or the advice, so to speak, to give would definitely be to, you know, talk honestly and openly with your friend and, you know, just support them. And at the end of the day, you either going to be the shoulder that they cry on, or you be the one to say, I told you so. But, I mean, I don't think that people should be in relationships that are unhealthy, especially if it's just because the sex is good. But I would not also suggest that people just go around and tell their friends to get them a sad thing either. What would you say, Deidre? What would you say to your friend in the situation that's bad for them and they're in it just because they, you know, the sex is amazing or they have kids or whatever?
I want to understand why you're doing what you're doing, ultimately. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you're good people. I know you have sound judgment. You know what I'm saying? So there is obviously a missing piece to this puzzle that I'm totally aware of. For me, I'm kind of under critique. Nine times out of ten, I'm going to be very objective about, you know, the situation, what's going on or whatever. Secondly, I'm telling you support you. You know, whatever you decide to do, I support you. I think you need to leave. You know. After it's all said and done, I'm probably going to say I think that you're better than this and that you need to, you know, exit stage right, you know, what have you. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna support, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. But you're gonna know that, yeah, I disapprove. So it's not going to, you know, like, it's not gonna be one of those awkward situations that Jeff was talking about. Like, here we schedule an intervention, and you decide to stay with boy or girl, and now everybody is, you know, kind of tiptoeing because you decided to play. I think it, as a friend, you know, it's, yeah, I'm telling you know, if we cool like this, yeah, dude, yeah, I got some issues with how you treat my friend, but I ain't going nowhere. I was here before you, I'm probably going to be here after you. We still going to be cool. You know what I'm saying? But that's because I'm one of those stick around kind of people. Good, bad, or indifferent. I'm still here. This is dumb. I think y'all need to wake up. I think y'all need to go on and do something else. But this is what y'all decide to do. I'm still going to laugh. I'm still going to Joan. I'm still going to be Deidre. I'm gonna take you to the ringer. I mean, y'all seen a little bit of what I do. I can give you the side eye, and hopefully the side eye will bring you back to the reality.
The side eye.
Right. The infamous side eye that Deidre does that speaks without saying a word. Now, surely there are listeners out there, because we know that y'all support us. We know that you're out there, so why don't you go ahead and give us a call at 760-683-2662. There's still plenty of time to be a part of this conversation. We want to hear what you got to say. So call me.
That's right.
Press the little one. That'll put you into the speaker box, and let's hear your opinion.
That's right, especially the brothers out there who know that they are walking around hearing the jingle in the background. The brothers be putting it down. Yes, we do.
You know what?
Yes,
yeah. Okay, did nobody say it in the corner? Nobody. Nobody said it.
Blow her back out.
You shouldn't be encouraging any of that foolishness.
What? Dig you so deep? Oh my God, I can see China.
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? What was that?
I said, dig her so deep, I swear you can see China.
Oh my gosh.
Just take one. That's all.
Oh, my God.
And just keep playing. Like, don't stop. I mean, you know, maybe, Joey, you know, this is one of those situations where the change is going to come by fast and praying. This is what we got to do for our friends.
Oh my. We wouldn't want him any other way.
Well, this is true, but, you know, I'm just saying. I mean, I hope that he can bring it in just a little bit. I think we need to schedule an intervention.
Yeah, but so I'm, Deidre, I'm just curious as to why you just never have encountered such a situation in your own personal life.
I'm a bad chick.
Oh, you a bad chick?
What?
I'm a bad chick, that's all.
Okay. So it's, so have you been the what is the equivalent of a woman who puts it down?
Wait.
I can't. But, okay, so are you the sex goddess that has made men stay in an unhealthy relationship with you because you put it down on him in such a way you made his toes curl, you made his lips numb, you made his heart beat so fast it was like he was having a heart attack. You sent him into anaphylactic shock because you threw it on him.
No. I'm too much of a good girl for any of that. If the relationship is unhealthy and we can't sit down and talk about and establish some type of resolution to fix this problem, I mean, y'all should know by now that I am, if the issue cannot be rectified and I do not see purpose or passion, it's a wrap. I don't care how good the sex is, because I can get good sex anywhere. I'm just that good.
Because you set the stage for good sex yourself.
Right. I mean, because you go in getting what it took a while to get to the place where every opportunity that I've had in the past of having any sexual relationships, I go into it saying, this is going to be the best thing ever. Because, one, I'm trying not to have sex until I get married. So if I just so happen to fall short of that, and I'm going to be condemned and sent to hell by the people, I'm going to have a freaking blast. And if he can give me 8 hours, 10 hours, and we get it in, and I got a mark, I'm going to make sure that was the best sex ever. I don't know if I can do 4 hours of oral sex to my lips numb.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to walk out, please, I'll tell you that. Because I'm going to keep trying.
Well, the lady in Oklahoma told you how to get to that point. So you should practice your southern drawl.
I ain't had no problem, so I'm good on the techniques that I use. I'm good. I'm storing it up for my husband.
I know that's right, and I'm proud of you, Deidre. I'm proud of you. Because that's the place where we need to be, where we are saving ourselves.
If you are
available for digital techniques, please call us at 7-0.
You know what? No. This is not a helpful.
If you want Deidre to explain her technique to you, call Amongst Friends at 760-683-2662. And the 10th caller will receive a personal...
Really?
A personal handbook from Ms. Deidre herself on her way to keep a man happy with your lips alone. 760-683-2662.
And when you call, hit 1 for missionary. two for doggy
Just know that Deidre do not got a time for a whole bunch of foolishness. Just know that.
Word up. Word up. She about business.
Y'all, I need everybody to understand that everything that was just said within the last 5 minutes was a bunch of foolishness.
We love you, Deidre. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So Deidre has never met that diamond chip dick dude that has just laid her out.
Do what?
You have not met that diamond chip dick dude that has just laid you out.
No.
Because Deidre does the laying out.
Well, no. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that in any situation that I am, I'm going to do the best that I can do. Now, I don't want you to stay just because of the sex, because I'm so much more than that. So, no, I've never been in a situation where I'm that chick that's laying down this bomb sex or whatever. No, I'm that chick that gives the whole package.
Oh, so what you're trying to say is you got icing on your cake, too.
Oh, my God. Really, Jeff?
Really, Deidre?
As he puts on the Barry Manilow voice.
Too much.
Well, that's awesome. I wish that, you know, we could get someone else's perspective on this situation. And I know that we have all these callers that are just waiting to call in and talk to us. But I think out of everything that's kind of been said tonight, I think the most powerful or the most interesting thing, not powerful, but the most interesting thing that was said is that, you know, we should be able to understand the difference between what's healthy and what's unhealthy in a relationship. And I think that's one of the things that we don't pay attention to when we're in our relationships, if that makes sense. Like, we don't pay attention to what's healthy and what's unhealthy. And we end up, I think the perception of a healthy relationship, which I think has always been defined by society and the media and TV, is that, you know, either you have money and riches and you are providing materialistically for your family. That equals happiness. Or the other end of the spectrum is that happiness equals happy and healthy relationships equal banging sex in the bedroom. Those are the two spectrums that I've kind of observed in television and media, which I believe moves and shakes society, is that either you are, you know, either it's a family that's rich and prosperous and that's a healthy relationship, or the relationship is full of mind-blowing orgasmic sex. And there is no, to me, in the media or in television, there is no true definition of what a healthy relationship is, or example of whatever a healthy relationship is, and you have to go to books, or you have to go to seminars, or you have to go to, you know, go to your friends or experience and discover for yourself what it means to be in a healthy relationship. So I guess, what do you guys think about that?
I agree with you that we kind of have to find out what it is that works for us individually. It's, you know, that whole understanding. Because what works for Jeff may definitely be not what works for Joey. What works for Heather may not work for Deidre.
So we definitely know that.
So we have to, you know, just, we got to do, I mean, we just got to put in the time and the effort to try and just figure it out as we go.
Yeah, I mean, Joey, you hit it right in the head. You know, it's, you know, what's healthy and what's not. You know, but it is definitely hard to make heads or tails of things when you're in the eye of the storm,
right?
So to speak.
Right.
And it's only when that storm starts to calm down that you know, you can put your mind and your thoughts to, you know, other things going on in the relationship, and that will probably be, the thought that, you know, that the moment that sparks the thought that, yes, I can go down a checklist of what makes this healthy, I can go down a checklist of what makes this unhealthy, and then I can move accordingly.
Right, but I think that it's important that, you know, that this is where we choose not to partake in a physical relationship until we can establish whether or not that, you know, the person is truly going to be somebody that we're going to be compatible with.
Right. Right. You know, some people are stronger than others, and you know, they can't fight the feeling. So they're just hoping that, you know, when they do cross that line and things get physical, that they're making the right choice. You know, and hopefully, you know, if it isn't the right choice, you find out, you know, early enough after you've made that decision that you can, you know, pump your brakes and redirect. Or as some people are accustomed to hearing in their cars, rerouting. That relationship GPS by Garmin. Rerouting. No, not that. Can't trust a big button to smile. Oh, sorry. That just snuck out. So.
There's a lot of things that you just let slip out that you might want to keep to yourself sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
Dum-dum did it. Mm-hmm. Let's see. It's happening. Oh, it's like the wrench. Oh, my God.
Right, but...
I might need to use my benefits and go get help.
Now, are there any, because we're, what, right down to like 2 minutes left until this wonderful conversation, and we're going to allow Jeff to come up out of the corner. Jeff, Joey, are there any comments or anything that y'all want to share with the audience before we say peace and see them next week?
Me personally, I would like to say to that caller from Oklahoma, Angela, we love you, and we hope you do call us back again later on any other show. It'll add a little special warmth to our hearts. Thank you.
Definitely. Definitely. Thank you so much for calling, Lady Oklahoma. We appreciate it. And hopefully we will do a show, because we love talking about sex on this show. But we'll do a show. We'll have you know, or sex connoisseurs and dominatrixes and all those things. We got to do a show. And
really?
Hopefully you'll be listening and you can tell your other friends to call in and we can have some really good conversation about, because you know what, sidetrack, because I believe there are some people that stay in unhealthy relationships because they like being humiliated. And that's
really?
The thing about dominatrix. Yeah. You know, they want to be dominated. They want to be humiliated. It's not the act of physical sex that gets them in the groove or gets them off, but it's being spanked and whipped and told to lick boots and all of that stuff that gets them in there, that gets them charged. And, you know, you're not going to find, you know, like that crackhead that stays in a bad relationship, not because the person put it down on them, but because they know how to make their crack just right. That's the same for someone who says, I'm not going to find another girl, even though she spend up all my money and uses up all, you know, uses the credit cards up and berates me and abuses me. I'm not going to find no one else that knows how to humiliate me just right. So I'm going to stay. And I think we, as the Monk Trans crew, I think we left some people out of the conversation. We left some people out. There are some people that stay because their significant others know how to cook their food correctly.
What?
There's some people that stay in bad relationships because their significant other knows how to clean really well. They keep the house clean. There's some people that stay in relationships that are unhealthy because their man or their woman got bank.
True.
There's some people that stay in bad relationships because that person is. Yeah, I had to do the preacher breath for a second, because that person is waiting to sleep with that person's mama. I've seen it happen. I'm just waiting for an opportunity to get with your mama.
Oh, wow.
There's some people that stay in bad relationships, Jeff. You hear me? They stay in bad relationships because this person is open to wild and freaky, kinky sex.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not even that the sex is good, but it is wild and kinky and freaky sex.
Okay.
So I just wanted to open. There are some people that stay in bad relationships, not just for the children, but they stay in it because of the dog. I know it. I know it sounds crazy,
come
but
on,
it's
George,
true.
Stop playing.
It's
playing.
True. They stay because the dog. They don't want to hurt the dog's feelings.
Yeah.
They don't want the dog to be sad.
What did you give Joey? Because he's tripping right now.
No, okay, now this is real. Time out. This one is real. Well, a couple of those I said was real, but this one is real. There are people that stay, and I'm sorry that we left you guys out. That's probably why y'all didn't call in, and we apologize. The person that stays in the relationship because it's cheaper, the keeper.
Woo! Say that again.
That's real. It's cheaper. It's cheaper, my brother. If I had to put a title to this text, the
what?
Title would be, it's cheaper, the keeper.
Mm-mm. I'm going to leave you go home on that one.
It's cheaper, the keeper. And it's true. I'm not going to leave you, because if I leave you, or you leave, you get half of everything that I own. So I would rather stay in this unhealthy relationship so I don't got to pay you alimony. So I don't have to pay you child support. So I don't have to give you my half of the mansion. It's cheaper.
Yes, sir.
To keep her.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe we missed that one, Jeff.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And Deidre, I know you heard that one before.
Yes, I've heard it before, but is it really cheaper to keep her? I mean,
it is.
I don't know. Like, emotionally, financially,
what?
I mean, we're talking about materialistic things. My sanity is worth more than these tangible items.
Not when you don't. I mean, that's true when you don't have nothing. That's true when you don't have nothing.
See, because I have what I have because of the information that is within me. So if I lose it today, I have the knowledge and the ability to get it again tomorrow. So to get you out of my life, I'll let you have these tangible things. See, because guess what? When it runs out, it runs out. But what I have is within me. I keep going. I keep producing. So really, is it truly cheaper to keep her? It's a lot. But.
Yeah, it's cheaper to keep them.
Yep.
We don't disagree that we don't have to disagree on that one. I think that,
I mean, now no, you're right. Emotionally, no, it's not cheaper to keep her. Mentally, no, it's not cheaper to keep her. But when it comes to finances and material, yeah, it's cheaper to keep her.
I mean, cause think about it, right? I mean, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. Okay, you want Michael Jordan? He had to give up half. I think he even gave up more than half.
More than half.
But he's able to, I mean, here this man, he's played it how many years? And there are still kids standing out on the street, wrapped around the corner, to get some $100 shoes for a man who ain't played in years.
Yeah, but I'm sure it was a difficult thing to part ways with half of your wealth. I mean, yeah, he's getting it back in revenue and things like that, but you have to think that when people spend their money, they want to enjoy what they spent. And now I'm giving this to a person, and I'm not saying that MJ dislikes his wife. They might have had it might have been a clean break after all the ugliness that comes with divorce. But I'm sure it was a painful thing to give up them keys to their mansions, and I put an S on their mansions. It was difficult. And at the end of the day, he's like, "Yes, I have my sanity. Yes, I have my freedom. But man, my hard-earned money, she gets to enjoy it without me."
Well, I'm gonna say this, and you know, crucify the brother if you will, but that cheaper to keep her thing is something that men realize more than women.
Of course.
So since it was created because of the situation that men go through more than women, if some women can't understand it or they can't fathom it, try it out. Be Oprah and marry Stedman and then get a divorce. Go ahead. Play in the WNBA and marry some dude who worked at the Chicken Shack and get a divorce. Go ahead. You'll find out. But that's probably the only way you're going to find out.
If you say so. We do appreciate you all calling in, being a part of this conversation, and we just might have to have a whole section on is it cheaper to keep her. But why don't you join us back next week, same time, same place, where we talk about love, life, and relationships and everything under the sun. Jeff, take us out.
Yes, and please email us at...
Hysteria, proof or deed. peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, from the ladies for the men. Just 21, or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, fab or combo. Amongst friends, fab or combo. Grown and sexy, baby. Grown and sexy, baby. Amongst friends, fab or combo. Amongst friends, fab or combo.